Let's return to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back. I'm Milo, your host, Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program. Want to suggest that you check out our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. Lots of things there for you. My suggestion is you go to the club page. There's a nice club about getting traffic, and we talk many times about getting traffic here. It's the most important thing. If you don't get traffic, you don't get sales, you don't have a conversion rate, you don't make money. So you need traffic. There's many different ways, and the ways keep changing all the time. The ways that might have been used several years ago are not the way they're used as much this time. More and more, the viral marketing, the social sites are getting traffic to your website. So check that out. There's ways to use Facebook and YouTube and all those social sites to get traffic to your website. Another one I strongly suggest you look at is the eMarketers Club, how to create good emails, because that's what sells. Once you get somebody to your site, they probably won't buy the first time. They'll look at it. They might be pleased. Unless they really have the bug at that point, they probably won't purchase, but you need to get back to them. So when they land on the site, you entice them to leave their email address and possibly their name. And then you have an email, nice list of email addresses, and you mail them every so often enticing items that you want to sell to them. And then in the email, you link it back to your site and try to get the sale. But there's a lot of dangers out there. The biggest danger we've talked about before, and they stress it very much in eMarketers Club, is don't put the word free in your title, because that's going to throw you into spam. And spam will ruin your business quicker than anything. So a lot of clubs to check out. There's also one called Success Upgrade. We're going to talk about that today. It's a little bit of finding yourself, making sure you use your best talents. We all have talents. A lot of times we don't understand our talents or really know our talents. But the Success Upgrade, it's a club you can join or you can get good information free. Go there. Help you to manage your time and your work better. And we're going to talk about the time management today. We've discussed it several months ago, but it keeps coming up that people say, you know, I'm working an 8-hour job, but I need to make extra money. I've got a family. How do I budget the time? Well, that's some of the things we're going to talk about. It's not that hard. It's not, you want to take little bites, little increments. Just realize you can't start everything the first day. You're not going to have the website up and the product selling and your links and everything up in one day. People usually, when they get into internet marketing, they're going to get rich real quick. That's what all the ads say. You watch some of these infomercials on television. Oh, you do this, you're going to get tons of profits. Well, you're not. A few do, if you're lucky. It's like if you win the lottery, they make money right away. But it takes time to build. It takes time. And so if you just realize it's going to take time, if you first set down in your mind that it isn't instantaneous, it's going to take a month, 2 months, 3 months. Maybe I want to look at 4 months to set up my program, to set up what I'm going to sell, to research it. That way you're not pushing the envelope and thinking, I got to get this done. I want to finish this weekend. Well, the worst thing to do is set deadlines that you can't reach. Because as soon as you fail to reach two or three deadlines, at that point you tend not to reach any deadline. You just kind of give up and go a different route. So you need to have the stick-to-itiveness. And some people just have it, other people don't. But again, if you put a timeline out and give yourself a lot of extra room, if you know you can finish this in 3 days, give yourself 8 days. Because you never know what happens in between. Plus, if you finish it in 3 days, you feel real good because you had planned on finishing it by a week from Thursday, but you finished it in a few days, and boy, now I'm ahead of my game. So it's just little things. And all time management is the way you choose to spend your time. And to spend your time properly, you have to be proactive. You need to really think through of what you want to do and the way you're going to do it and how long it's going to take and just what you need to do. But we tend to underestimate how much time we need to do something. That's another big downfall that people have. We decide that, oh, we're going to finish this in a week. And in reality, it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks. So before you sit down and try to set a timeline, research a few things. Go online, and if you want to sell shoes, go online and look at a few shoe stores. See how many shoes they're selling. What type of website it is. Is there a lot of interaction in there? If you're going to set up an advertisement site, how much you've got to leave time open for getting advertisers. You've got to line up time to build the website. So see what's there and think, man, it's going to take me a year to do that. It probably won't, but try to step back. Well, if I first decide what I'm going to advertise, and that's going to take a week. And by a week, I'm saying maybe an hour a day. If you can spend an hour a day, half hour a day, you by the end of the week, you've got, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours of time in. But if you say I'm going to, you know, sit down, I'm going to work on 3 hours tonight, you know, something happens, there's a phone call, your wife wants something, your husband needs help, the kids are crying or something else is wrong or a neighbor stops over, then the 3 hours, you don't get much done. And it gets frustrating. And again, after three failures of time increments, and it's been stated over and over again, after failing three times, you usually tend to throw in the towel. You just kind of lose interest. You don't have that same gusto. You really want to channel out the energy that you have a little bit each day. You don't want to put it all in one day. Don't figure you have Saturday off and I can spend 8 hours on Saturday. You can't spend 8 hours on Saturday because it's going to drive you up the wall. You want to spend maybe an hour, maybe half hour in the morning and half hour in the afternoon. Then do all the other things you need to do. Don't neglect your family. Don't neglect jobs around the house. Don't neglect other things you have to do, but space your time. Again, choose your time wisely. Make that become part of your weekly routine, where if it's 6 hours, it's not going to become part of your weekly routine because not every Saturday can you spend 6 hours. So you need to start in small increments, plan on spending 15 minutes a day. And if you can spend half an hour, you've just doubled the amount of time you spent. And really, you're going to have little successes, which are much better than failing to reach a deadline, failing to get something accomplished by the time you wanted to. And then you wanted to have this done in a month, by the end of April. It's now into June, and you're not finished, and you figure, I got other things. I'm going to find something else to do. So if you want to make a business with internet, you want to make money, you want to do things with an internet business, then start small, work small. The tortoise and the hare is the greatest example. You know, you can run around in spurts and get things done energy-wise and that, but if you keep prodding along, you're going to reach the finish line before somebody else does. And you want to get things done, and when you get something done, you're going to feel much better about your project. You're going to feel much better about yourself. And that's really what it all boils down to, is success in what you're doing, success in your achievements for what you've done, and it's just going to blossom. And you're going to be surprised how much you will get done. But the other thing is you need to start. That sometimes is the hardest for people to do. They sit back and they read, they research, they look, they think, they read, they research, they look, they think, but they don't actually sit down and decide, today I'm going to spend 10 minutes and try to put together a small website. You need to get started, because if I put that website together, it's not going to look good, it's going to go on the internet, it's not going to be the best, it's not going to rank high, and I'm a failure. No, you are not. Just getting started and putting it on is a piece of success. And sure, it's not exactly the way you want it, but again, you begin to work on something. You've had success. You've got a website online. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's up there. That's a big goal that you need to have. And once you achieve that goal, it's going to make you even want to do more. So what you need to do is like feeding yourself. You eat a little bit and a little bit more, a little bit more. The more you enjoy it, the more you eat. The same way with putting together internet business. Start researching, but don't research too long. Get into it. Get your foot wet. Throw up a blog. Go to WordPress.com. You can put up a free blog this afternoon. In half an hour, you can have a blog up. If you're going to sell gym shoes, you can put a blog up about selling gym shoes. No link, no nothing, but just get something on the internet, get started, and you know what you're going to do the next day or two? You're going to go and search your blog and look at it and feel good. Well, you've got a good start there, and that's what it's all about. Getting a good start so that you feel good about what you're doing. And that's what time management is about. You know, if you look in the library at time management books, there's rows and rows and rows of time management. So you can look at it until you're blue in the face, but it all boils down to it's the way you choose to spend your time. One sentence. You don't need to read a whole book. One sentence. How you choose to spend your time. Use it wisely. Use it to help yourself. How to get started? Adjust your attitude. Make sure that in that time frame you set up that you have more time to play with the kids. Don't let that thrown out. The kitchen cupboard needs fixing. Go take time to fix that. Take time to pay all your utilities, all the things you need to do. Go out and see a movie once in a while. Don't let something overtake your normal lifestyle because you're going to become unhappy. That's what happens. People try to put too much in a short period of time, and they neglect what they like to do. They neglect their friends. They neglect their family, and then they're not happy. And if you're not happy, you will not, believe me, you will not have success. Another thing is to start small. It's hard to break old habits. We want everything real fast. That's the way society is, instant gratification. Well, setting up an internet business, setting up a brick-and-mortar business is not going to be instant success. You're not going to open the doors of a new hardware store and have 100 people walk in the first day. Might have 3 or 4. They might want to look. It's a new store. I want to see what it looks like. And so you get frustrated if you expect to have 100 people come every day and buy something. It's going to take time to build. It's going to take time for people to feel comfortable coming into your hardware store. Do you know what you're talking about? Are you courteous to them? Are you friendly to them? Do you treat them with respect? All those are little things, but big things. The same way with an internet business. How you approach them on the homepage. Does it welcome them? Do they feel welcome? Are you treating them with respect? Are you thanking them for coming? Are you giving them what they want? And if you start small, you're going to gain that confidence. A few more people come in the next day, you're happier. You get a few more visitors on your website the next day, you're happier. But don't do it just for your own feeling of success. Do it because it's becoming part of your life. It's not just instant gratification. It's now becoming a whole part of success. You are happy with what you're doing, and it's becoming to fruition what you had hoped, that your website's now getting more and more visitors to you. Again, start small and grow into a bigger success. Manage your time very carefully. Reward yourself. Think of it this way. If you won a prize, wouldn't you celebrate at least a little bit? Well, making forward strides with learning to manage your time is something worth acknowledging and celebrating. Sure, the fact that you go to work on time every day for a whole week might not seem much to anybody else, but that's not the point. The point is you made a positive step that put you in charge of your life, put you in charge of what you're doing. Of course, it is important to make sure your reward does not create yet another time management disaster that has to be straightened out. But assuming you have some spare time on the way home Friday evening, why not reward yourself with an extra cup of coffee, a magazine that you really enjoy? Again, it sounds silly, but these are little things that make a big difference. And just switch that over to your internet business. You've got a web page up, then sit back for 3 days and do nothing. Just admire it, enjoy it, and think, I have success. I did it. So keep in mind that that reward doesn't have to be big and splashy. It can just be sitting back, as I said, and enjoying the website, knowing that I did that. Nobody else, but I did that. The other thing in time management, be sure to allow for setbacks. You're going to have problems. You're going to have failures. You're going to have things that just don't work the way you want them to. And so that can throw many people off, and that can make people kind of sit back and, oh, I can't do this. I can't get this website together. I can't get this business together. Remember, it's how we choose to spend our time. So when you have a setback, if you give yourself enough time, if you know you can do it in 3 days and you give yourself 6 days, then if there is something that falls apart, there is something that doesn't work, there is something you have to, you can't find your website anywhere, so you need to undo something that you've done, or you put your website up, you got 10 spelling errors in it, you need to set time back to go back and create your errors. But then learn from those errors. Know what they are, what caused them, and how they caused them. Don't blame yourself for them. Don't beat yourself over the head for them. Don't make yourself feel like you're nothing because they happen. Use them as stepping stones. The best success comes from failures. Know what happened, why it happened, how it happened, what made it go wrong, and then you probably won't make this mistake a second time. And if you do, there'll be a different reason for that mistake, and you will have learned a valuable lesson in how to manage the time and how to learn from that mistake so that the time wasn't wasted. Sometimes we think a mistake is a waste of time. It's not. It's learning time. That's the other reason I said just start, just begin, just go, just try it, because you are going to make mistakes. It's going to work not the way you want, but it's going to be a small success. You're going to find out better ways to do it, another way to do it. Or if you're still not sure, that's when to research more on the internet. Go to a library, look up something to help yourself along. Never allow a setback to stop you in your tracks. And believe me, when you read the books about time management, that's what it is. A setback usually stops people. They run against the wall. They're not going to do it a second time. Like a fly trying to get out the window. They'll bang themselves against the screen 100 times when maybe all you have to do is go 3 inches the other way and there's no screen in that window they can get out. We sometimes bang our heads for the wrong reason instead of trying something else. So when it doesn't work, don't figure it's a loss. Don't figure, oh no. Figure, hey, I'm going to gain from this. This is going to be my success, and you're going to come out ahead of the game, and that's what's important. Acknowledge your mistake, learn from it, and then move on. Remember that you have other things that could occupy your time, so you're putting it to good time in fixing the problem, making success in your internet business. You find your business model, you decide what you want to do, then you decide how you're going to go about getting it done from A to Z. Give yourself double the time. If it's 2 months, give it 4 months. If it's going to take you a week to do something, give yourself 2 weeks, because you're going to find just natural things break up the continuity. Normal things day in, day out, the situations that occur in life are going to cause you to slow down. And if you have three stops, three gaps, three things that do not come through, time management problems, it's a stated fact that almost everybody at that point stops, throws the towel in, and goes a different direction. And you put in many hours already, why just stop it for nothing? Time management will help you in your internet marketing ideas. It'll help you in your projects. It'll help you become very successful in the internet marketing business. So from going from business model to time management, all those things are kind of the boring part. The fun part is having the website up and running, but those other steps you want to build correctly. It's like building blocks. You build up a big wall, but that first foundation, what's at the bottom, is very important, and that's your time management. Remember, time management is just the way you choose to spend your time. You can spend it by daydreaming. You could spend it, because if you spend too much time, 2 hours on a project, usually half of that time is daydreaming. We all know that. Sit through a class sometime. Sit through a lecture. Sit through a seminar of some sort. You know, half the time your mind is wandering. But if you can shorten your time frame of working, 15 minutes, half an hour, you're going to be on task, on target much better. You're going to have more success. And the more success you have, the better your business will become and the more profit you will make with your internet business. We're going to be back shortly with some questions that Andy has answered for you. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.